you know, with the sun on my, on like my left side, I think of my mom. She keeps a light button-up shirt in her car so that she can put it on so she can protect herself from the sun.
You know, this isn't the first time that we've talked about sunscreen and your mom's light button-up shirt on the podcast.
Let me tell you, friends, it's never, I can never stress enough how important sunscreen and sun protection is.
I know. We will just keep, keep saying it. We'll keep saying you are creative.
Yes.
Wear sunscreen.
Yes.
Speaking of sunscreen, I think that that brings us into today's episode.
Okay.
Kinda.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Here we go. This is Be Createful, a podcast about finding fullness through creativity. I'm Joe.
And I'm Madison. And today, on episode 76, we're talking about 10 things giving us zest.
Sunscreen can be one of them. It's not one, but it could be.
Yeah, that's our mutual one.
Yeah.
Sunscreen, people.
Always. Yeah. Every day.
Not just on your face. Put a little on your arms.
So I was glad that I had, I didn't write down what number we did this before.
Ooh, yeah.
But about 15 episodes ago,
there you go.
We did the first iteration of this. And so when I was thinking of my list, I was like, ooh, I better go back and look and see what I mentioned last time. Three things were the same.
Oh, I didn't even go back and look. I hope they're not the same. We'll see.
Well, if they, I mean, if you don't remember.
Yeah. Eh.
But one of them was going to be my tattoos. Because I thought we had did the first one before I got my last round of
it
tattoos.
It must have been like really fresh.
Just, yeah. It was like had just happened. But it's true. They still are.
They're lovely.
Adding zest to my life.
And now that it's had time to like calm down.
Oh, yeah.
It looks more cohesive.
Yeah. So I love it.
Very nice.
You go first. Okay. That was just a bonus one of mine.
My first one is new glasses. I got two new frames recently. And Joe told me about a place online where you can go and get glasses. And it just changes up your look. It kind of just makes you feel kind of fresh and new. I used to wear contacts way, way back in high school, but I find that glasses are just more comfortable because I like to nap. Uh-huh. So
I was thinking about this the other day. I don't think I've worn contacts in 2 years since the pandemic because used to I only would wear them to go to the gym, basically. Like I would wear my glasses and then I would put my contacts in to go to the gym. And then I quit going to the gym with the pandemic and now I work out at home and I just put my glasses on.
I just wear my glasses when I go to the gym because, let's be honest, I'm not doing anything that would, you know, break these glasses. Mm-hmm. But even if that did happen because of how cheap these glasses were, it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Oh, I'm not ever worried about breaking them. It is that when I sweat, they, like, slip down my face.
Oh, that probably is a problem. I don't sweat, so that's not something that I really concern myself with.
So at home, when I'm working out, when I'm getting too sweaty, or like if I'm doing something like deadlifts where I'm leaning over and then they're falling down, I just take them off.
Yeah.
And then I can't see, but that's who cares? I'm at home.
Sometimes I wonder if people think I'm weird at the gym working out with my glasses on because I'm one of the few people that are, but...
My dad works out with his glasses on.
Yeah. Ain't no one say anything to me,
no.
So we're good.
I like those clear ones that you have on now.
They feel modern and a little retro at the same time. I think they're my new favorite. So you can get these. I got from Zlul, but Joe has hers from Firmu. Those are a couple of different places that you can get like a fresh pair of glasses.
Yeah, you probably, if you're on social media, have already been being sold Instagram ads for these for them.
But like for $30, it just makes me feel all fresh and like. Oh,
yeah.
New.
It's nice. Speaking of fresh and new, the first thing adding zest to my life is my new short hair.
Oh, yes. You finally got it off your neck.
Yes. I can exist now in this Arkansas heat. I will be cutting it shorter, but this is a fun, like, interim haircut.
Like halfway point.
Yeah.
Because normally, well, I say normally. Back when you would get it cut really, really short, it was like super short on the sides, like
almost buzzed.
Yes.
I don't think I won't get it cut that short.
Okay.
But more like a pixie, and right now it's kind of in a bob.
Yeah. It's cute.
So
I like the kind of like shaved, it's not really shaved back, but like it's short.
It's just
way shorter
cut short, short in the back.
Yeah. That's nice.
Off my neck. I couldn't handle it anymore. Not
Dude,
one more
it's
second.
It's too hot.
I know.
Too hot for that nonsense. Mm-hmm. All right. My second one is dance class. I went to a hip hop dance class at my gym last night and it was awesome. I had to leave early because it was killing me. It was just.
Oh, because you had to leave because the dance class was killing you?
Yeah. I was like.
How are you feeling today?
I am sore, but it felt good.
Yeah.
Like. The instructor said, we're here to have fun and move ourselves. And the other people in the class were also there to do the same. Like, they weren't following the dance instructor 100%.
Huh. Yeah.
Like, for the most part. But there was this one guy who was, like, he was kind of doing the moves, but he was, like, adding extra things to it. And he was there to shake his butt and do his thing. And I was like, yes, this is the kind of energy I want in my exercise class.
When I try to do a dance class, I just make it look like a kickboxing class.
Oh, do a little, I just little punch?
Like all my dance moves.
Hang on. The UPS man is here.
Oh, I'll get Pip. You get the door. Nope. You got her? Yeah. Hello. It's fabric. Okay, my second thing is painting murals.
What are you in the middle of right now?
Right now, I'm in the middle of a huge mural. Well, not in the middle of, at the beginning of.
The one we're in the middle of is here at the studio.
And we're past the middle of that.
We don't know if we're going to add more things to it.
Oh, that's true.
We have a few, we need a few more coats of paint, and then we need line work done. We'll see. But other than that, the thing that you're working on right now.
Is at a local church.
Nice.
In their, like, children's wing.
Okay.
It's just a huge, like, huge white box. Well, huge off-white box. So, not for much longer. You know, I think that it takes a while to get them designed how you want, right? So, then by the time they're drawn on the wall, I feel like, hey, man, we're almost done.
So, what does it look like?
It looks like a ribbon.
Ooh.
Wrapping around all the walls.
Like just one color of ribbon?
No. It's like 10 colors.
Oh, my goodness.
And it like twists and spins and all kinds of stuff. But yesterday when I took my projector up to get it on the wall and they have automatic lights that just come on when you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I went to turn the light out, I thought, wait a minute, there's no light switch.
Mm-hmm.
So then it took us a while to figure out how to turn the lights off. But we got it.
Oh, modern.
Yeah.
Modern facilities.
So it's almost all drawn on the wall.
Okay.
I have a few things I needed to redesign once I, you know, started projecting it. And then today I'll start painting.
Ah!
And by the time this episode comes out on Monday, I should be done.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
My goal.
So you're going to give yourself a week. Well, yeah, a week.
Yeah.
Basically.
I mean, really... Yeah. Once I start painting, I think 2 full days of painting probably.
Okay.
But we'll see. Because I can't really spend full days up there because I have a couple things every day. Yeah, like something every day for make do. Plus Pip. I can't just go spend like 10 hours painting.
Yeah.
Because Pip can't be away from... I can't be away from her for 10 hours, honestly.
Yeah, she was so sad when you were gone all that time.
I mean, I missed her yesterday. It's ridiculous. Okay, she's one of the things saving my life. So, not saving my life, adding zest to my life. So, I'll just talk about her now.
Yeah.
But because she comes to the studio, mm-hmm. I'm never away from her for very long. And so, like yesterday, I don't know, probably 7 hours that I was working on the mural. And at the end, I was like, oh, I miss Pip.
Aww.
So
that's precious.
Anyway,
I just can't get away from my herd fast enough. I have another dog at my house now. Yeah. Our listeners maybe know that. It's a West Highland Terrier. They follow me everywhere. Those two dogs follow me into every single room.
Are they getting along?
Yeah, they get along great.
Great.
And the terrier gets along with the cat.
Perfect.
Well. Yeah. So like on that front, great. I just... don't get a moment alone. That's why I like cats. They like come and peek on you and you're like, you cool? Cool. And then they like go off and do their own thing.
Yeah. I guess because I live alone, I don't know. I like right now Pip is laying by you, not by me.
Mm-hmm. And it's like they know. They're like, oh, you want to be alone? Too bad. You're going to love me.
Yeah. So Sometimes when I'm drawing or like trying to work on my computer, she wants to be right up in my lap.
Oh, and
she gets mad
funny.
if I have something in the way. But for the most part, she gives me my space.
Yeah.
So
that's sweet.
Okay, I did too. So
you did
your
too.
Turn.
Okay. My level one sewing class is giving me zest.
This one in particular that started yesterday?
Yes,
or, okay.
This one in particular. We have a wide range of ages, and they've taken really well to sewing. I don't know what it is. These past two level one sewing classes, I feel like people have sewn better just overall, but they're all different. So that makes me think, is the common denominator me? Am I just becoming a better teacher?
Yeah.
Maybe I am. I don't know.
Also,
it is. However, we've talked about this before, that the level one class is when it's throughout the school year, they have to like remember every time
yeah.
they come back, which makes it stick longer. I don't know. But yeah, they're doing really well. And even with the wide age range, like we have some teenagers in there with like an 8-year-old, it still flows really well.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who are willing to be willing to talk to others that they're unfamiliar with.
That's awesome. And you have some of your level three kiddos helping out.
I do. This is our first time having level three kiddos doing our volunteer work, and they love it here. As a matter of fact, yesterday they were talking about Dungeons and Dragons. And they were like, Madison, can we run a make-do Dungeons and Dragons like one shot? And I was like, all right, I'll have to think about
that. What if you did Dungeons and Dragons camp?
I mean, I could, but I don't know how many people are interested. I guess I could just put it out there.
We only need, our minimum is 4.
Yeah, so.
Speaking of Dungeons and Dragons, Mooli is caught up on the podcast, and she was just saying how there's like stuff she doesn't know
yes.
what we talk about or whatever. And so one of them was, she couldn't remember the name of it,
oh,
but
yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons. And I said, she was like, what is it?
We had some kids in class yesterday ask that too.
So I said, okay, it's a game. I said, but you can't win. You go on campaigns and you work as a team and you do it together.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I said, maybe Madison and I need to do a whole podcast on Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, like one of the kids who was in my class, they play it as a family together. So like, the mom or dad runs the campaign, uh-huh. and then all the kids get to be all these different characters.
I mean, I think that it's like Minecraft in the sense of a game that is purely based on creativity.
Yes.
And so that is really cool.
Yes, because you get to create your character. You get to make so many decisions. I tell people it's like a board game and a video game in one.
Well, I'm just going to say, do you want to do an episode on it? Then we don't have to keep talking
yeah, that's
about
true.
It now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll, in the future, we'll do an episode on Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
And
the creativity of Dungeons and Dragons.
Right. And maybe how, we'll talk about what the episode will be when we do it.
Anyways,
this is how Madison and I decide when we decide a topic. That's what we do.
That's what it looks like right there.
We just keep going and having a beginning conversation.
You witnessed the birth. Okay, yeah. So my sewing class is my third
Okay,
one.
I love that.
Yeah.
I always feel, because the summer is so much busier for you than for me as far as classes and, like, extrovert energy goes. And so I always get concerned isn't the right word. You're a grown-up and you can set your own boundaries. But I just think, oh, I could, if I was having to do this, I would be so exhausted. So I just...
Which I am tired, but yeah. these other things on my list are helping me to continue to be that.
But hearing that the classes was yes. one of the things on your list just reaffirms for me that, oh, yeah, that's why you have that job.
Woo.
Not me.
Yeah.
Another one, technically, I think I mentioned this in the last one, but I'm going to say it again.
Yeah, let's hit it.
Is my blackberry water from Sonic.
Okay. I'm a little surprised at that because... We just got a new refrigerator.
Oh, the refrigerator's on my list, too.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to jump the gun.
I could just do 2 again. I think what it is about Sonic is the whole... It's a whole deal.
It's a ritual. You know how
yes.
like people make coffee in the morning for themselves?
Which, that is yep. one of my things right now as I hold up my coffee cup. And then it's just a break.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you go or I go... And it's the whole, it's the cup and the ice. It's just everything.
It's a moment.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel like I can get addicted to those moments. And when I like overindulge at times where I'm like, oh, I'm going to just like go and get myself a little something from here. Or like, I'm going to go and just grab a little something from here. So I try to have to, sometimes I have to watch myself with that.
Yeah, because you want, like the treat is so fun mm-hmm. and so nice. And so then you want a treat every day.
But then it doesn't become as special.
No.
So you have to.
Because then once it's an addiction, you're not getting the joy from it, right?
Exactly.
You're just seeking the.
That feeling that it gives you. So my therapist told me to do this. Actually, for Richard's benefit, so he could like treat me sometimes. Oh. I have a hard time saying what I want. So she said to make a list of the different ways that he could treat me, uh-huh. and some of it includes food, but some of it is like experiences or like other things to do. And so your self-care or your treats can look like different things. So if you're like, oh, I really need to treat myself, but I got Sonic yesterday. Well, maybe treating yourself means eating a few more carrots or maybe it means, you know,
painting your nails,
yeah. something like that.
Some like a lot of times I think we correlate treats with all food.
Yes. But sometimes treating yourself means, you know, maybe I just need to take a long shower, just a hot shower to like relax my muscles, light a few candles, like just,
yeah,
relax. Do you take showers or baths to relax at all?
No, not to relax.
It's not a relaxing thing? Like, get in, get out kind of deal?
Occasionally.
Okay.
But for the most part, no. Now, my parents have a big tub that I can get all the way under.
Mm-hmm.
But if your belly or your chest is sticking out of the water,
yeah,
it's not, and your legs don't fit, and you're in a regular bathtub, I don't find it relaxing. Also, if I'm going to take a bath, I take a shower first.
Oh, yeah. No, that makes sense. Clean all the dirt off of you. That way you're not sitting in your dirty, nasty water.
Like, I don't want to make Joe tea.
Ew.
So, I don't love baths.
Okay.
No.
My sister would talk about how, like, baths were her hobby. And she does it right. Like, her husband built one of those, like, bathtub tables where she can, like, put her glass in there and her book. And, like, she's got all this bath salts
now,
and stuff.
Now, I wouldn't mind having, like, a hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
Or something with bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's just too hot here. But I think even now I would just have my hot tub but make it cold.
Mm-hmm.
But still have the bubbles.
Yes.
So I like being in water, but I don't like being in bath water.
Fair.
The way I treat myself is I turn the air conditioner down really low and get under a blanket.
Oh, nice.
It's more like that.
Gotcha.
So
cool.
I forgot. I said blackberry water.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was yours. Now it's my turn. I found a joint pastime with Richard recently. We're playing through a video game together. And it's a Lego video game, which is really interesting.
Ooh, you build with the Legos it's Lego people?
Both. So there's Lego people and you go through a story, but you also build. So it has that creative aspect to it. And you have to, there's lots of puzzles in it. So you kind of have to think outside the box in order to solve them. And it's just been nice to come home, eat dinner, take care of the dogs, and then sit down and do something with him. We have such varying interests that sometimes it's hard to come together and do something
right
together.
And when you're I don't know, when you're playing the Lego video game, you're still talking
mm-hmm.
versus if you're watching TV or doing something, a movie or something like that, you're not really, you might be doing it together, but it's not, there's
it's
no participation.
It's a shared experience, but it's like passive.
Yeah.
Whereas because we're solving puzzles together, we have to communicate and learn how to work together in order to progress.
Perfect.
Yeah.
My next one is itty bitty playtime.
Really?
Specifically?
Yeah.
The Orbeez. The water beads.
Everybody loves the Orbeez.
I think it's two things about itty bitty playtime. One is the business side of me that just sees, oh, wait, we put something out that a lot of people are interested in and has had good response
mm-hmm.
versus sometimes we put stuff out and then we cancel it because no one signs up.
Yep.
So it does feed a little bit of that side of me. And hopefully it will be a good recurring revenue stream for Make Do because it's serving a need in our community.
Yeah.
Like, we're never just about making money. Well, obviously, we're a nonprofit.
But we're also here to provide a service to the community.
Yes.
And young ones, especially those under the age of 5, don't have much that they can do in Searcy.
No. And this really opens up, like, a whole new group for us.
Mm-hmm.
Community, obviously. So it started with the Itty Bitty Book Club, and then now it's morphed into a sensory playtime hour, and we had so many the first time. We had 42 itty bitties, 42 itty bitties, and about 30 adults.
Whew.
The first week that I did it. So now we split it into 2 hours.
Oh, good job.
But it's something I could see going year round. So yeah. I'm excited about it. And I'll put a link to the Orbeez in the show notes in case you don't know what those are, but they're amazing.
Oh, there's so many different things on Pinterest of how to use them.
Yeah.
It's great.
They're also, the generic Orbeez is a brand, but then there's also Water Beads.
Yes. Just, yeah. Okay. My fifth one is Rahua Shower Gel. Now, you may be like, what's up with this shower gel? Well, your girl has some really dry skin, and I've never been able to use shower gel and, like, my skin not feel awful afterwards. I usually use bar soap, and it has to be really good bar soap, but this one smells good, and it's a liquid gel that I can actually use on my skin, and when I get out of the shower, I don't feel like a scaly mess.
I can't use gel, like anything clear, but I can use creamy ones. Like, I use Aveeno.
This one happens to be clear, but it's a really, really nice shower gel. My sister-in-law, Tori, told me about it, and because she has really sensitive skin, she's got a lot of different like stuff going on where she can only use very gentle things, and I love this stuff.
It called?
It's Rahua, Rahua, and then shower gel.
Okay, we'll link that in the show notes too.
It's real good.
Anything else to say about shower gel? Also, I call it body wash.
Oh, eh. Yeah.
Isn't it just funny, like?
I got a fly.
I know
here,
there's a fly flying around us. Ugh. It was over here, and then it came to bother you. It knows you want to be left alone. Ugh. Just the words that we used. Like, I would say body wash. I would never say shower gel.
Yeah.
But I knew what you were talking about, obviously. Yeah. Okay.
Kind of weird.
All right. My next one is the Hulu show Only Murders in the Building. So the first season came out last year. I don't remember when. I think it came out like around September. And then the new season is about to come out on June 28th. So I rewatched the first season over the weekend while I was finalizing some details on the mural. And anyway, it is just, I loved it from the first episode. But you know, sometimes when you're watching something new and you think, is this good or not?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very stylized. And so at the beginning, you're like, wait, is this actually good or is it just weird? You know,
is it novel?
Right. You don't know until the end, really, or until you hear other people talk about it. And then you can hear it, so be like, okay, objectively, yeah, this is good. But I love the set. Like, it's very, there's wallpaper on every wall, and the floor has all these funky tiles, and it's like set in this old apartment building in New York called the Arcadia. Like,
oh my
goodness.
It
just is very,
it's got
art
a vibe,
deco.
It sounds like.
Yeah. And the whole show is, I don't listen to true crime podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it. I think especially people who listen to true crime, looking at you, Madison,
I know
that, you would enjoy it. It's just, I love it.
And where is it at?
Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah.
I just got a Hulu subscription, so I need to go and watch it.
Yes.
I was busy using my Hulu subscription to watch Cheese, A Love Story, which is just a 6-episode miniseries about a guy traveling around and eating cheese, and it made me want to eat so much cheese. It's so good.
Couldn't Richard watch the show, or did his...
No, he starts, like, you know, breaking out in hives. And, no, I'm just kidding.
He's like, I can't even watch a show about cheese.
It's so good.
Yes, I think that you would enjoy it. Right. I think from a murder standpoint, also from a creative standpoint.
an aesthetic standpoint, yeah, to just gaze, yeah, upon it.
That you would like it.
I've been thinking about putting wallpaper up in my house somewhere.
I would 100% certify that idea.
Like, I've got a certain wall where I'm like, you know what would look good here? Some leafy wallpaper.
Yeah. You know I'm all about it.
Yeah.
I have two vintage wallpapers that are in boxes right now, but that will be going up at some point in my house.
But I have to get the light up in my bathroom before I can do anything
else.
Oh,
it's not up yet?
So I had to go. The long story short, Lowe's didn't have what I needed.
Oh.
I ordered it. They sent me.
You have to wait.
Well, they sent me the piece and it's not full. Like, it's not all together. So I'm going to have to call them and be like, you need to ship me a new one.
Lowe's.
I know. That's my, I guess that's a pre-sour. You're welcome.
Yeah. So Only Murders in the Building. Season one is out. Season two will come out.
There's
shortly.
Another one that'll come out? Oh, that's
Madison,
awesome.
That was my whole thing.
Well, I thought it was just one season that was out. I didn't
I
know.
I said I rewatched it because season two is coming out June 28th.
Got it. Okay.
June 28th. I said that. You weren't listening.
You probably did. I don't know. I was thinking about wallpaper and tile and murders.
It reminds me. Have you ever seen the movie Lucky Number 11?
No.
Okay. I loved that movie, and then we watched it with my cousins, and they were like, I can't believe you showed us that movie.
Okay.
So I say it with a grain of salt.
Oh.
But I love the movie Lucky Number 11. But part of why I love it is because of the set. Just weird wallpaper and weird costume choices and all kinds of stuff. Anyway.
Yep, that's totally my vibe. All right. I found a few new recipes that I'm trying out.
Okay.
And I'm trying to incorporate more vegetables into all of my recipes. So I started making a pasta primavera dish. So just incorporating a lot of like spring vegetables in with, you know, a large amount of carbs. That's been really tasty. Or I've been kind of working through a few like rice and bean dishes from different places around the world. So it kind of feels like I'm going on this trip.
Hey, what? How are you working veggies in with those?
Well, of course,
just as a side,
of course, most of the time with when you season something, there's usually some sort of base aromatics, bell pepper, onion, celery, things like that, jalapenos. So depending on where it is in the world, they use a different style of aromatic. So like the French have mirepoix, and then the in Cajun cooking you have the Holy Trinity, and it's like all of these essential aromatics that are present within each culture, and it's just so interesting to me to learn about it and then cook with
it. I never think of that as vegetables, though. I mean, I know it if you're like if you cut up an onion and bell pepper to make your ground beef tacos, I know it is, but it never feels like vegetables.
Yeah.
So cooking.
So, yeah, lots of cooking. I'm trying grape tomatoes. I tend to be a picky eater, but lately I've been, like, cooking some grape tomatoes in with my pasta. I'm like, oh, this is pretty good.
Yeah, you should do the TikTok pasta.
Oh, yeah, with the feta cheese. Uh-huh. I'll do it when Richard's not home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, that's every time I go to a new recipe. I'm like, oh, this looks so good. How much butter and cheese is in it? I'm out. Right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
It be what it be.
Okay, my next thing is the dress. My navy flowy peasant dress that I wear every other day.
Joe comes in and she's like, I put this on because I didn't want anything to touch my body.
Yeah, when it's hot and I'm starting to understand the allure of dresses. It's just one thing that you're having to choose.
Yes.
It's not a top and pants.
Mm-hmm. It's the lazy genius decide once. You pick out one dress, that's it.
Yes.
You can dress it up or down.
That's right. You can dress it sweaty.
Yes.
You get like, so anyway, the dress.
Well, what are some aspects of the dress that make it really good that you're like, oh yeah, this is what makes it.
Oh, like why I like it for me. I like that it has sleeves. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the sleeves on it. They come to my forearm, but I roll them up to about my elbow. I like that it has a seam around the, like, an empire waist, kind of. Mm-hmm. But it's loose everywhere. But it still feels like it has structure. It's not just like I'm wearing a bag. It's still very flowy, but it has that seam. So I'm trying to see if we can replicate it. Something yeah. similar that
and
I would also
pockets,
like.
It has pockets, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's important in any dress that makes your go-to dress. It needs to have pockets.
Yes. I need pockets just because I put my hands in them. But it's not even because I need a place to put things, but I just put my hands in my pockets in yeah. a dress when I'm talking to people. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So.
Love it. The dress.
Yeah. It's giving me zest. Faux show.
Mm. My next one is also fashion related. It's my Ked style shoes, my canvas shoes.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to be a Converse girl 100% of the time, but I feel like Keds has a more vintage vibe, and I found two pairs at a local shop for like $2 a piece. I was like, yes, please. So I have a yellow pair, and then I painted a pair purple. Mm-hmm. To match some other things. And it's just, it's a great summer shoe. I just.
Do your feet hurt when you stand in those all day?
Nope.
Okay.
Not yet. But if they did, Richard always does this with his shoes. He puts a little insert in there.
And yeah.
Yeah. But they're light, comfy.
Okay, this one's house related. My new rug. That.
Wait, what did we name her again in the last episode?
Oh, yeah, I named her.
Oh, dag nabbit. It was, I'm going to have to go back and listen to it.
Something, didn't I want to name it something Roy G. Biv related?
No, you wanted your creative self to be Roy G. Biv
oh,
related.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't remember what I named her.
Yeah.
Anyways,
your rug.
Anyway, my new rug that I love so much, I forgot her name. And along with that, my teal walls where I used to have my bird wallpaper, and I took it down and I painted two of my walls teal. And it just makes that my whole space feel elevated to me when I walk in. And the rug, because she's so big.
Yes.
She's 10 by 16. And so it goes all the way into my entry. Like when you walk into my house,
mm-hmm.
And it just makes the space feel different than it did before when it was all cut up. So anyway, it's just so pretty and so much color.
Yeah, so much color. Yeah, it looks great together. All right. Oh, I've started cleaning out my sewing room.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've gotten some organizing bins, some more, and I'm going through, and it's helping me to remember like all of these different projects that I've started and whatnot. And it's just, it's giving me a little bit more peace about my space as I'm working in there.
So are you, now that you have, that you're finding these projects, will you finish them or?
Oh, I probably will.
Yeah.
I started a few new ones cause Richard needs some new clothes. So I'm making a pair of cargo shorts right now. I'm learning how to do that.
Button fly or zip?
Zip. Yeah. And yeah, so I'll probably go back and finish some of these things because I can, because some of them are in various states of like finish. So if I just need a quick finish, or there's some stuff in there that's like for Christmas. So like when it gets to be close to Christmas time, I'm like, oh, I just need to finish this and then I'll have a new Christmas thing.
Oh, yeah. I almost put this down, but I didn't. But I've finished a couple things around the studio. Like I finished a quilt top that had been partly sewn together. I maybe mentioned that last week. Anyway, I've been doing a little bit of those little things, and that always feels nice.
Sometimes it's just nice to like get across that finish and then mm-hmm. finish line and be like, ooh, yeah, this is good.
Yeah. Also, why did it take me so long to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, we already alluded to it, but we got a new fridge at McDo.
Oh, thank
a new,
goodness.
I mean, like a little fridge, a mini fridge. But we had one that Madison had brought in, but the seal on it was completely not working.
Yeah, it was used.
And
I got it.
But we've had it for a year
mm-hmm.
and it was fine. But the last several months, it's been getting less and less fine.
Mm-hmm.
And now it was to the point where my half and half was spoiling in the fridge. Yep. Like it just wasn't staying cold enough. And now we have a new one and it has an actual freezer.
Yep.
So if you have a birthday party here, we have a room for your ice cream.
Yes. Plus, it's given us an opportunity to rethink our Sonic treat a little bit and
yes.
make our own treats here. So we've got some sparkling water and some flavored stuff. And then Joe has bought some healthy snacks to put in the fridge so we can.
Yeah. Peaches and mandarin oranges yes. because we need to eat our water too, not just drink it.
So weird, but it's true. It's very true.
It's summer, Madison. We have to stay hydrated.
This is true. All right. Number 9 is my newly painted bathroom. It's completely done, except for the light fixture, but everything's up in it. And it just feels so much better. Why someone thought to put mocha brown on a wall in a bathroom. Like, it wasn't even...
You know, my bathroom was brown before I painted it black.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like, a dark chocolate brown, I can see. It's, like, bold and, like, it makes a statement. This medium brown was like, I don't know what I want to be. I'm not beige, but I'm not, like, it's just... Bleh.
Yeah, mine was a little darker than that, but it was a reddish brown. It was kind of like a clay brown.
Yeah.
Almost.
So, I painted it basically white. And I'm much happier with it. I've got a nice, clean, white cotton eyelet shower curtain that goes in there. And it just feels more, like, fresh and, like, relaxing to be in.
Yeah. What color is your floor?
It's kind of like a grayish taupe thing, but it has spots of white in it as well. So it's not stark white everywhere.
And your countertops?
My countertops are also gray.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about those, too. Now that I have it painted, I'm like, I don't like you. We're going to have to change you out. So.
Yeah.
But that's a project that can wait until I get my light fixture up in my bathroom.
Yes. Yes. I painted my bathroom left that for a while before I ever, like, touched the countertops or did anything else.
Yeah. My countertops are, I don't know if you call it, like, particle board or something. Like, it's pressed that has, like, a veneer over it.
Uh-huh.
So it's not great.
Yeah.
So it needs to be upgraded.
But it not being great means you can do a cheap fix at first and then decide what you want to do, like, when you have the money to
That's
do it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Okay. My next thing is I don't even know how to talk about it. It's just a group of families and people here that are meeting once a month for a community.
I love that.
Yeah. And, like, because I don't go to church anywhere, and this is kind of, I mean, Make Do is my church mostly, but this is just kind of filling that, like, spiritual community need.
It's just nice to have a group of people together that meet regularly.
And every week is, because our weeks are so varied and different here, I really like having Sundays where nothing happens. Like, a lot of times it's the only day that nothing is happening.
Yes.
But because this is once a month, it doesn't feel so, like, overwhelming for me to commit to. Mm-hmm. And we've only met twice. And the last time I had just worked 11 of the last 12 days. And so part of me was like, I'm not going to go. I'm just going to text them that I'm socially, my social energy is gone and I'm not gonna be there. And then I thought, but I can leave whenever I want. Mm-hmm. So you can show up and you can leave and then I ended up staying for like 4 hours. So in that sense, it ended up being like rejuvenating. So anyway,
sometimes it can be that way where you're like, I'm tired. I don't really want to go and do the thing. And then when you go and do the thing, you're like, oh
yes,
that's not too bad.
And I think it's being around like-minded people where you're not having to do that, like, social calculus in your head of, okay, I don't really know where these people stand on X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. And there's tension. I don't mean tension in opposing beliefs, but, like, the tension of how much of myself am I going to reveal. It's like when we were talking about rest a couple episodes ago.
I was just about to bring that up.
And when you are around people where you feel like you have permission to be
entirely yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
That there is a restfulness in that.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. How nice. I like that. All right. My last one is setting a 20-minute timer.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes. So I had weeds out in my front yard and I thought that needs to get done. I'm going to do it for 20 minutes. So I started pulling out all the weeds, taking my time, and I thought, did I forget to set my timer? Well, by the time I was done with my weeds, I looked at my phone. I had 8 seconds left on my timer, and I was like, yes. And so because I was like, oh, I've done my 20 minutes. I looked over at my little shrubby tree bush thing that's in the corner. And I thought, I'll just trim that up real quick. I'll set a 10-minute timer. That way I'm not overexerting myself. Yeah. And I got it done in like 5 minutes.
Isn't that awesome? Because we always think that stuff is going to take longer than it actually is.
Yes.
We build it up in our heads.
You also give yourself permission to have an out.
Yes.
Kind of like what you did with that meetup where you're like, okay, I'll stay for this long. And then after this time, I'm going to give myself permission to leave. I did the same thing at my dance class because I had done yoga 45 minutes before that And then I thought, if I get tired and I need to go and take care of other things, I give myself permission to leave during dance class. And I did. And like, I think I'm healthier for it. I still experienced the dance class, but I didn't overexert myself. So just giving yourself permission to be there for as long as you need to, leave when you want to.
Right.
Yeah. 20-minute timer. It's a beautiful thing.
That's brilliant. I have to do that a lot when I'm working.
Yeah. Well, it works with kids too, because it lets them know that cleaning their room, they won't be cleaning their room forever.
Right.
Their concept of time is so much different than ours. And so it helps when we give them an end goal.
Right. Well, I always will wait too long to clean my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, why did I not? It took me 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Why was I annoyed at how messy my bathroom was for so long when it only took 3 minutes to clean it? Yep. Okay, my last one.
Man, you had a lot. You said like two.
And oh, yeah, I actually have two more. But it's because I like threw some in that as we were going.
Oh, okay.
It's Pride Month.
All right.
And I've been trying to boil down, like, what is it about Pride that adds zest to my life?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is what it is, just as I have started paying more attention and, like, in my social media feed, in personal relationships, trying to add, like, diversity and different perspectives. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is what it is about Pride, the attitude of Pride and all of that. It's watching people be unapologetically themselves.
Mm.
And so how that translates to me is I spend a lot of time. I am better at it because I have set like intentional boundaries, but I think in general, we spend way too much time apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
So, how many, like, what is the statistic on how many times women say I'm sorry throughout the day? And so whether that is me, like, worrying about, am I being too much? Am I doing too much? Am I doing enough? Is that, like, all of the things that I get imposter syndrome about or that get in the way of me just, like, living my life through pride is, mm-hmm. like, a marginalized groups of people showing up with joy and just unapologetically being themselves.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we are unapologetically ourselves, it makes people uncomfortable. And I think that that is maybe getting back to what I mean by apologizing. Like, I'm always trying to not be something that is making someone else feel uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
but that's not my job. Like, so anyway, it's just the authenticity and the showing up, even though you know that there's bigots and people out there that wish you harm.
Yeah.
So I think I was trying to, I feel like there needs to be a caveat too, because we can't, it's not just about like showing up however you are and who cares, because there's a level of like kindness and care for other people and love and curiosity and, you know, that plays into it.
It's a balance.
Yeah.
It's a careful balance of, I'm going to do this for me, and also, what am I doing for other people? Like, when you hold those two things in balance.
Like, well, or, like, I just think of, I'm going to be extreme. But, you know, a white supremacist could be like, well, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but, yeah, but who you are is, like, comes at the expense of a whole nother people group. So there's no kindness in that identity. So I think that that's what I mean.
I gotcha.
Like, not how are you spending your time, but like, is who you are, it is how you are existing in the world also a kind way to exist, maybe what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. What are you doing to give back to other people? What are you doing to ensure that other people can live in this world and thrive in this world?
Yeah. And so what I'm doing is like listening
mm-hmm.
and being curious about other people and their experiences when they're different than mine.
I think listening is always worthwhile.
Yeah. Well, and it's so rewarding. Like, it just opens up the whole world. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my last one. This was one that I was like, I have to say this, even though I already had several. It's Nancy.
Oh, yes. One of our favorite volunteers here.
Our volunteer of the year. But she hasn't been here for a couple weeks. But we got spoiled because she was here like every day for like a whole week.
She helped me with classes. She cleaned up our back room.
Well, she took a class at McDo too. So then she was like serious. She took the quilting class. Then she was here all week. And then she came back for the color theory workshop that I did. So I got spoiled because we got to see her so frequently for a little bit.
Yeah.
But she... when I was just thinking of what's giving us zest, she takes a lot of work off of our plates.
She does. She keeps us organized because her brain works. I mean, our brains work differently. Her brain works differently in such a way that it helps us to like keep organized, and like she has some good suggestions.
Yeah. So this is some nitty gritty, like make do businessy stuff. Yeah. But I was looking up Madison's hours. Like the percentage of your hours that you spend on class versus cleaning versus all the different things that you do. And you have spent more time on classes this year, like a significant amount of time. And I started thinking about that and I was like, it's Nancy. Mm-hmm. Because Nancy is taking away 6 to 8 hours a week that you otherwise would have been doing
just... cleaning, reorganizing the studio, putting things away, trying to, all that.
So she makes it possible for us to do what we do.
Yes.
So
thanks, Nancy.
Yeah. We love you, Nancy. Come back to us.
Yes. We miss you.
Maybe she'll be here on Monday when this episode airs.
Ooh.
I can't keep it track. So maybe she's listening while she's on her drive to make do.
What's your sweet?
No, I've just been talking a lot.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I didn't come up with a sweet. I just said 10 things that are giving me zest. There's all my sweets. Do you have a sweet?
I do have a sweet.
Okay, I'm going to have to think about
it. I mixed up a new hair color. This is my first time.
I was surprised that you didn't say that as one of the things giving you zest.
I was saving it for my sweet.
Okay.
Hair dye is funny because... what comes out of the bottle isn't what comes out on your hair. There's so many different factors you have to consider. And I was aiming for a like greenish teal. Make do is a bluish teal. Mm-hmm. This is a greenish teal. And I had a few.
Like I would say that is verging into jade.
Jade. Yes.
You know what color it is from Sherwin-Williams? Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. There you go.
Do you know how I know that? Because I'm about to go buy some today.
But yeah, I was surprised that I nailed it with the hair dye that I already had.
Yeah. It looks fantastic.
When I washed it out, I was like, yes, this is going to match some pants that I have perfectly.
And it does. She's wearing those pants today, y'all.
I am. So I'm so happy about it.
Also, because our headphones have like reflective parts around them. And so your hair in your pants are turning that part of your headphones jade.
Yeah.
It's a whole vibe.
Yeah. I just felt, I feel like a master hairdresser now. I'm not, but I feel like one.
Colorologist? Do they have a name? But I can't. It's not.
Colorist or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You're one of those
I'm
now.
I'm that now.
Yeah.
Do you have a sweet?
Well, no, I'm just excited to like paint the mural. I guess my sweet is that I'm taking a little bit of time off from make do this week. I'll be in and out, but I'm still working.
Mm-hmm.
So that feels, I hate to say this, but it makes me feel like I'm still being productive in my time away.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when I take a break, then I just get lazy.
Yeah.
So it's good for me to have things to do when I take time away from make do. But, and it's good for me to be away from make do. Yeah. So that's my suite. And after we're done recording, I'm going to go to Sherwin-Williams and I'm going to get the new paint. And I love opening paint for the first time and seeing the wet color. So that's probably my suite is that I am about to get to get new paint and open it up.
Go and experience color. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
What's your sour?
Oh, man, do I have a sour. So I got a new car this year. Great, right?
Oh, yeah.
They wrote the wrong year on my title when they sold me my car. So the government is like...
Because you got it at the beginning of the year.
Yes. So you know how you do that? Oh, no, it's not 2021. It's 22. Yeah. Yeah. They pulled that on my title. I didn't notice it until I went and like took care of it. Anyway, so they're like, well, the government will either talk to the car dealership or they'll contact you. Well, guess who they just contacted? It's me. So I'm gonna have to figure out that whole situation and clean up a mistake that I did not make.
Yeah.
Cause like I can't just go back and like I can't fix it.
But you were just at the dealership, weren't you, to get
to take care of my car, but I didn't have this letter in yet.
Oh.
And the dealership is in Little Rock. So I'm going to have to start like making phone calls and emails and hopefully I don't have to go back up there, but we'll see.
Yeah. They should be able to mail you something. Maybe. Yeah,
I should hope so.
Though that is a big sour.
Yeah.
And always because I guess the silver lining is it's not actually your mistake. So, you know, it's not your fault.
Yeah. But I don't want to get in trouble.
Right.
For someone else's mistake.
Right. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Sour, I didn't think of it. I did just see someone walking with long sleeves on. I think that their office must be cold, but like it is hot outside, y'all. Maybe that's my sour.
Your sour in the summer.
That's why I'm trying to think of something different. Part of my lawn is dying.
Oh, that's weird.
I know. I texted a picture to my landscaper and he said it's because the tree that it's under is taking up all the water. So he's like, you just need to water it. So I've been hand watering it outside in the mornings. But the mosquitoes are already out in the mornings. Ugh. So I think I'm going to need to just get a little sprinkler.
Yeah. Has Pip ever played in a sprinkler before?
No, she doesn't. She wouldn't like it, I don't think. She doesn't like the water hose. But the first time I was watering, when she saw, the hose wasn't for her to give her a bath, she was running really fast, like wide circles around me. And then she ran through it. And so then I would kind of spray her. And she thought that was fun.
Okay. But
she doesn't really love the hose. No, she won't be one of those dogs that goes and tries to bite the water.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
She'll stay away from it. Yeah. Are you learning anything?
I'm learning how to make cargo shorts. I've made a polo. Now I'm learning how to make cargo shorts.
Yes.
Which I'm like, I don't think that they look very chic, but Richard loves the utility of having giant pockets on the side of your pants.
Which, I mean, we just talked about having pockets in dresses, so.
It's important. But this pattern company, Wardrobe by Me, has very simple patterns. And she does an excellent job of taking you through step by step and making patterns that, like, just simplify things.
Yeah.
Like, this pair of cargo shorts, it doesn't have a waistband. Like, you don't cut out a rectangle of fabric to then turn into that. It's cut with the pants.
So she's just like making every. It'll be interesting when you get to the fly. Have you done that yet?
I have done a fly before, but.
No, but I mean on these shorts.
I haven't. I've not even cut out the fabric for it yet.
Oh, gotcha.
So we'll see.
Because that'll be when I've made jeans. Well, I've made several pairs of pants, and the fly is always like a weird construction. So it'll be interesting to see how she handles that. Yeah. Okay, I'll link Wardrobe by Me in the show notes as well. I'm learning, with this, back to the mural. I think I'm just learning how to set myself up at the beginning of a project to make the actual installation of the mural easier. Mm-hmm. And then like what I need when I go to project a mural, and like the biggest thing is getting the projector higher, you know? So like, how do you do that without skewing the image? So that's what I have been learning.
That's really important. And that's something that I've been learning in my own house DIY is the prep work and setting yourself up for success. Uh-huh. It takes forever, but doing it right the first time and doing all that work at the front end is going to save you so much heartache later on.
Well, and you don't know. So, okay. Specifically with the mural, mm-hmm. like I need to pay attention to the angle that I'm taking a picture from. Like I actually need to take the picture as straight as I can, obviously, like where the ceiling is parallel to the ground. Yes. Because if there's any tilt, then when I project it onto the wall and it's like bigger, then as I go like from the top and then I always have to move the projector down to the bottom, if my picture isn't straight, mm-hmm. then I'll never be able to get my mural to line up perfectly.
If you've ever seen like one of those rectangular world maps, how the countries look bigger or smaller mm-hmm. at the ends, like that's what you're talking about, because you're trying to take something that has like curve and tilt and then trying to adjust yes. it to a flat surface.
Yeah. So you don't know, like that's the first thing you do. Mm-hmm. But now I know the next time that that's what I need to pay attention to. So anyway, that's what I'm learning.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's it for me.
That's it for me too. I don't even have a song.
That's all right. We can just say bye, y'all.
Yeah. Bye. Ooh, it is shady in here now. I like this better.
Thank goodness.
This is when we normally start and now we're stopping.
Y'all have a lovely week.
Yes. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you to my dear, dear friend Craig Hudson for our very createful theme music. You can hear more of Craig's music on Spotify under Craig Hudson, that's Hudson with a T, or you can just click on the link in the show notes. Also, be sure to connect with Make Do on Instagram at Make Do Create or on Facebook at Make Do Cersei, and visit our website, makedocreate.org, for upcoming classes, show notes, to order a face mask, lots of things. We'll be back here with another episode next Monday. Have a good week, y'all.